Pasuk Zayin was Kulach Yofer Arasim Lumein Bach, which is now we're making the transition into Dor Boya Aretz, which is Dor Yeshua, and the Dor Boya Aretz was Dor Boya Aretz was you know, was Yeshua. Let's take the air condition. The Dor Boya Aretz was Yeshua, and they were Lumein Bach. Okay, fine. So the pasuk Iti Milvoina. Okay, iti milavona iti milavona kala iti milavona tavoi.
Again, it's a border or something close.
Milavona ze iti tiglu keni egala imochem. Rashi says, when you're going to be nigla from lavona ze iti tiglu, I'm going to be goyla with you. Iti milavona tavoi. But this is Rashi's, but I don't want to lose cheshbon. So what is the going to say, Iti Milvon Kalo, Pirish. Lavona in Mitzrayim, Shisham Hitzri for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and someone is saying. So Lavona is Lavon, and that was Mitzrayim. It was the Korah Barizel to some degree that it whitened their Averis. Well, Pirish, Mitzchilas, you read this Lavona and Halach to Imcha. When you first went to Lavona and I went with you, Kumash Kasavsky, Anochi Erid Imcha Mitzrayim, Yardu Imi, Imo, so I went with you with all the Merkavah Shamayla. We all went to Levana. We all went together. So Iti, I'm going with you, Milavana in Kala. Come with me, Iti Milavana in Tavoi. And Kiyosha Iti Tavoi Gamani Imcha. So the pasuk to me, I'm not sure exactly where the Hemshah fits in over here, but the point is that Iti Milvana Kala, I went down with you to the Golos, Iti Milvana and Tavoya, and I'll come out with you from the Golos. The Omar Achshav Kala, V'loy Koydim Lachain, meaning he's saying the story. He said, look, we're about to come into Eretz Yisrael, and I've been with you the whole time. Now, till now, we never find, till now, we never find the Malka referred to as a Kala. It's unclear what the relationship between the Malach and the Malka is the whole time. You're together, you're not together, you're being thrown out, you're being put together, you're following me, you're not following me. But here the Goyim points out that in this pasuk, Amar Achshav Kala v'Lekoidim Lachein. It's the first time in the Megillah that she's actually referred to as Kala.
You said that, there was a man and a woman, but we don't know.
Right, we know that there's this, and they're showing the chen one another and finding the shevach, and then seeing the faults, and then overlooking the faults, and then getting back together and coming. But here she's called Kala. Till now, you never had a shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. We were talking about Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael before that. Aval Achshav Medaber BeHador Shebo LeEretz Yisrael L'Chein Amar Kala. Unbelievable. So he says that now, as the Klal Yisrael is entering into Eretz Yisrael, is the first time that they can be referred to as Kala.
Funny because you think that they're Midbar.
That's what I was saying the whole time.
I
Didn't
was
we say all the time that there was Matan Torah? And it's a little
Jerusalem.
funny that he said that because he did say before that we did say that it was a chuppah. No, we said b'yom chasunasa, but I guess it doesn't specifically refer to the kala. Okay.
When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were like home. It was like
You know, there's definitely a certain level of home.
that was the we saw the base. Now that's a stage in let's bring no, it's more than that. Let's bring the Kala into his house. No, that's not like a.
Right. So that's what. Now, Tashuri Meirosh Amona. So what does that mean? Meirosh Sinir from the mountains.
So Kala means
Pirish.
newly married woman.
Yeah. Pirish. Sipisan alai Meirosh Haramana Shuhaharahar Shabima Arovis Tzvinis Shalat. So from the Rosh Amana where you saw me the first time, meaning now he's like chattering over. When's the first time? But let's think back to the first time we experienced this. When was the first time that I saw your Amunah? Was Meiresh Amunah was by the Yamsuf. Tashuri, you sang to me Meiresh Amunah from the beginning of your Amunah. Meiresh Sneir v'Chermoin, you showed me Amunah from the tops of the mountains. Haim Har Sinai v'Har Choyriv. Ki b'Har Sinai kiblu haTorah, u'b'Har Choyriv hayah haMishkan. I thought Sinai and Chor are the same thing. So Sinir is Sinai, I guess, and Chermoin is Choyriv. So Sinir is the Harasheleg, which means it's white. So Sinir refers to where you had the Mishkan. And Chermoin, that's what he's saying here. Yeah. So where they were Mekabel the Torah is Har Chermoin, because that's where there's, I don't know what the Sheikh's Tal exactly. I think Tal is Tal.
How's there?
Tal's Torah, right.
Makes sense.
Hazinu, Hazinu Shemaim Imrasi. The Torah is referred to as Tal. So Har Hermon, which is the Har of Tal,
What's his? How does he come
because
to
it
this
says the
picture?
Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim,
Oh.
Ketal Hermon, Shiur
Oh,
Bahar
yeah.
Etzion. So Hermon is a reference to Tal, which is Torah, and Sneer is a reference to snow, which is white, which is your Averis, which is in the Mishkan. So B'kitzer, now, I don't know, till now we were also talking about the Mishkan and Har Sinai. But now we're referring to it already from the perspective of the Kala, like looking back and saying, this is where it all begun. This is all the first time you showed me the Emunah. Number
What?
is not Oz, you know, Oz number. So Mayonis arroyos maharor and meirim. What's the difference between a lion and a number, a leopard? A leopard is Oz. It has much more guts. It's much more bold. He's willing to take risks. The lion relies on his natural strength. So he says, "Tach eretz sichin v'oig, chetzir b'kedusha, chetzir b'chol, hayinu chetzir b'eretz Yisrael, chetzir b'chutz." Wow, okay, so I don't exactly know what he means, but somehow or other the Aryeh and the Nomer represent two midos, and that's a split between the Eretz Yisrael and Oig. But I'll call upon him, Zok the going, what the point of this pasuk is to say is like this, the end. Hainu hakol alachti ani imach mirosh amona sheyesh lecha alai. Based on the rosh amona, based on the emuna that we had, you had on me, based on that emuna is when I led the way through the Arayos and through the Nemeirim. Basically. And where did you have the rosh amona? You had the rosh amona by Yamsuf and the Mishkan. And this is the story that we're saying over here, that we're in Eretz Yisrael now, and we're celebrating the Torah, we're celebrating the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Kala, from the perspective that we lived through this Rosh Hashanah, we lived through, we had the Rosh Hashanah, and we lived through the Nemerim and the Arayos, and here we are today, surviving to talk about it. That's the point. Well, interesting, huh? Okay. Pasuk, yes. I guess we'll stop here. Right.
Oh, wow.
Well, it sounds like
Yeah, none of them say, and nobody came in.